Psalm 107 verse 1 to 3, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord thanks for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have life now here on earth and life eternal by the finished work of Christ Jesus, that we are part of yours, we are your own, and your righteousness covers us. Thank you for our salvation. We can never pay for it, Lord Jesus. We say thank you. We are grateful that you extended your love to us, O God, by salvation. We give you all the thanks, and we thank you also that we have the opportunity to gather together in this time of prayer.
And also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray. Oh, my Lord, my God, and my Lord,
in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks.
In the name of Jesus.
Proverbs 11, verse 14, where there's no guidance, the people fall. But in an abundance of counselors, there's safety. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for preserving the life and purpose of the leadership
Father, we are
of Glow
grateful
Music
for your hand on the leadership ministry. Of this ministry. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for preserving also the purpose of the ministry. We say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. We are grateful that everyone in the ministry is also preserved and is kept in one piece. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory. That's why we put as we say thank you. Your name alone be glorified in the precious name of Jesus. And we're giving thanks. Psalm 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way we've trespassed against God's will in Jesus' name. We thank you for forgiveness in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You're holy, holy, Lord, there's none like you. You are holy, holy. Glory to you, our Lord, you are holy, you are holy, holy, Lord, there's none like you. Oh.
Alpha Omega, be Lord. Here in your court, where I'm close to your throne, I found where I belong.
Isaiah 46, verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we are praying, asking that God's will for our lives and for the ministry in relation to his end time kingdom agenda should be established. Open your mouth. From the depth of your heart, Father, establish your counsel concerning my life and concerning the ministry in its entirety, Lord Jesus, in relation to your end time kingdom agenda. Whatever you're doing in this season through the ministry, whatever you're doing in this season through my life, Lord, I align to that. Let that counsel stand. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're continuing to pray from Deuteronomy 30, verse 9, which says, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's pray that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands, as his servant faithfully open your mouth from the depth of your heart and pray this prayer. Father God, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we continue to serve you faithfully, O God, for every minute and every second, every resource invested, my God. Let us see an increase, for our increase will come back to serve the kingdom. It will come back to serve society. It will come back to serve our families and ourselves as well. Therefore, Lord Jesus, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands, that we'll be financially stable to serve you well. In the name of Jesus, we can serve you better, oh God. So touch our finances, oh God. Let our fruitfulness, the work of our hands see increase. Let it see increase the kind that can even serve as job opportunity for fellow believers who do not have jobs. In the name of Jesus, to be able to absorb the young ones who are coming out of school, for them to stay in their faith and not end up in secular environments because of jobs. In the name of Jesus, concerning divine health, God's word tells us in 3 John 1:2, that beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And he made this promise and made provision in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we are praying and enforcing God's provision of divine health according to his will for our lives and family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. In the name of Jesus, Father, we enforce the provision you've made, which is in Isaiah 53:3-5, and also 1 Peter 2:24, and your will that we be in health and prosper, even as our soul prospereth. Lord, we align to that will, and we are saying, oh God, let your provision of divine health for our lives, oh God, begin to speak for us against every sickness, against every challenge, mentally, physically, emotionally, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be able to serve you well. In the name of Jesus, it's not for us to brag that we have health, but it's for us to be able to serve you, that we'll not be breaking down at a time when you need us to be standing at war. In the name of Jesus, that we will not be down in sick beds when we need to arise and pray and intercede. In the name of Jesus, giving it to give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Jesus, we thank you, we give you glory, we bless you and we honor you because you have heard us, and there's none like you, O God. We are grateful that we've seen the testimonies and we'll share them to your glory in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you. Holy, holy is the Lord God Most High. We bow before you and give you
challenges, the system of the world. We must look up to God. We must close our eyes to the deceit of riches. Mark 4:19, and the curse of this one, the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word and it becometh unfruitful. We must close our eyes to these things, the cares of the world, deceitfulness of riches, lust of other things, so that the word in our hearts, sown into our hearts on weekly basis, will not lose its power. It would not be choked. How do these deceits come? The deceitfulness of riches. Thoughts and images of money being able to do everything in our lives, where the truth is that money only has its limits. So we've been looking at things money cannot buy, and divine deliverance is one of them. We looked at the testimony of David before he fought with Goliath. The testimony that he told King Saul about how the Lord had delivered him from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear. Now, in 2 Samuel 12:7, the prophet Nathan came to David to speak to him about the issue concerning Bathsheba. But in drawing David's attention to God's provisions and where God had brought him to, Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul." So clearly, it was not just David's testimony, but God himself now is testifying of the fact that it is he who anointed him king from nowhere, picking him up and delivering him out of the hand of Saul. We see how many times Saul tried to kill David. About two occasions in caves, he tried to corner him. There was one time that he was actually cornered, but the hand of the Lord brought him out. Where he tried to kill him when he was sleeping in his daughter's bed, that's David's wife, and they had to let him down through a window. Only God could save him from that situation. In verse 42, he continues, said, they remembered not his hand nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. Concerning the children of Israel, it is God who delivered them from the hand of the enemy. Talking about Pharaoh. Looking at the situation in which they were, crying out unto God, they could not deliver themselves. Only God could deliver them. The Lord would deliver us from any stronghold of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ has set us free, but the enemy tries to illegally imprison us or our brothers and sisters. And it will not persist in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Through revelation that divine deliverance cometh only from God and not from money. Sometimes people try to do all sorts of things physically, try all sorts of things, neglecting the truth that they must first consult with God about whatever the situation is. Maybe your finances have been limited to a certain amount. No matter what you do, you move from job to job, try even business on your own. You tried everything you can, but when you look at it, it seems that your finances have stayed at one position forever. And every time, for some, it's as if it's always been below the inflation rate and the economic situation of the surroundings. Your offering has been 5 cedis for 5 years. Say after me, deliverance.
Deliverance.
Only God can deliver. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only God can deliver. Only God can deliver. 2 Samuel 22 verse 18. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. And 2 Samuel 22, 49, and that bringeth me forth from my enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Today, I don't know what situation you need deliverance from. Deliverance from every stronghold and any stronghold. Any stronghold, it cometh from above. Say after me, only God can do it.
Only God can do it.
One more time.
Only God can do it.
One more time.
Only God can do it.
Only God can do it. Normal light things. You see, you use your effort. You just go through. But when it comes to where strength is needed from the strong man, where situations have persisted for too long, it does not make human reasoning. Where there are issues within the family, you realize that all the firstborns, they struggle. And you are firstborn. This is not mathematics or physics. This is not about the fact that you sing on a stage. You deal with it by revelation. And as this revelation has come, that riches cannot deceive me when it comes to certain things. Everybody goes to have their babies and they struggle. See it. Throughout the family. Say, not with me in the name of Jesus.
Not with me in the name
abusive of Jesus. Abusive spouses. Not with me in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I receive divine deliverance. The children of Israel cried out unto God, and he rose up a deliverer. Only God can deliver. Lift up your voices right now and begin to declare that, Lord, wherever I need deliverance, please raise deliverances for me in the mighty name of Jesus. Rebekebe Ramamayande. You delivered the children of Israel. You delivered David. Lord, we receive our deliverances in the name of Jesus. Israel, we should call upon you in the day of trouble. Lord, we cry out unto you. Even areas in our lives where we do not know, Lord, even where the enemy is illegally and even deceitfully binding and holding strongholds against us in the name of Jesus. Where the enemy is hiding in the mighty name of Jesus. Where bondages are without even our knowledge. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Let there be deliverances. Deliverances. We receive deliverances. Now, 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 now. Anywhere in our lives where gloriousness must not be experienced fully, we receive deliverances in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to lead you into prayer right now. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, you just need to declare these things with your heart, believing that as you say this prayer, the Lord Jesus has become your Lord and given you access to eternal life. For eternal life cometh only through Christ Jesus. So please say these short words in prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day. I stand before you as a sinner, unable to save myself. I surrender my life to you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. I am ye kesin and tea. Esse da wasio wa kwe nine.
Contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. Shall we share the grace? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining. We'll meet on Sunday at 6 p.m. Shalom.